This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, Jen and Tim show. It's Wednesday morning. It's March 19th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
What'd you do yesterday to make it feel like spring?
Me, personally?
To accept spring into your life.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just taking
Millie. Walk outside?
I was just going to say taking Millie for a walk is always better when it's nice outside like that. No coat, just a hoodie and leggings.
I stood outside. I just stared at the pool, imagining the blue water, imagining the cover
green.
Off.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to Froyo. And Froyo was packed because everybody was enjoying our spring day yesterday.
What kind of Froyo did you get?
I don't want to admit that.
Oh, so, now you have to.
There was, so, you've been to Froyo, right? At least, it's frozen
I've
yogurt.
I've had
at least
frozen
you know.
Yogurt. I mean, I don't know, at Menchie's back in the day.
So there's a Froyo on 615 Center Street in Menor. Izzy loves Froyo. I said, Iz, let's go to Froyo. We have to
is
enjoy
it
this.
Froyo or Froyo? I don't.
What did I say? Frodo?
You say Froyo, but you're right. It's spelled like that, but then is it Froyo?
Froyo. Maybe Iz.
I don't know.
So I went
Sorry,
to the,
anyway.
Oh, no, that's good. It's good. So went there and, you get a different variety and you can mix some varieties. They had one because they have some that are side by side that you can just pull one lever down and it mixes the two, whether it was like a chocolate and vanilla or you could get chocolate and vanilla standalone.
Oh, it's like a serve yourself.
Yes, it is serve yourself.
Okay.
And then you get all the, they have little containers for all the toppings that you want. They had an Irish cream and a cake batter.
Oh, cake batter.
Jen.
Love of my life.
It was outstanding.
You mixed the two?
Yeah, I mixed the two. Mm. It seemed as an option. I know, I didn't think. Mm. I was like, well, it was pretty good, though. I
mean, mixed
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I go back for the Irish cream, but the cake batter.
Yeah. Do you, when you mix the two, then do you actually take a bite of the two together? Or do you keep them like on their separate sides?
Because it comes out as one kind of.
Oh, it comes out as a twist.
As a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So there was that yesterday.
That sounds delicious.
It was pretty good. So the toppings, everything else. So there you go. It'll be warm again today. And then, we're not going to. Tomorrow's almost one of those days. We're just not going to do the forecast. So.
That's right. Let's just enjoy today.
That's how that happens. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Which will be longer?
This game.
Or the astronauts in space for 9 months, which I cannot wait to get to that. Even Stevie
obsessed.
Came in, producer Stevie, who we love, came in and said, can I talk about the astronauts that finally made it to Earth after being up there since, 2010, it feels like. I said, please do that, because then we're also getting that to 710, because I would love to have a NASA correspondent call and tell me what happened.
I
want to say what's happened and what was the backup plan and why are they up there for 9 months?
Why couldn't they get him sooner? I sat and watched it live on television as they were getting him out of that capsule. I was glued.
And what's like the number one question you said? You're up there too.
How do they have enough food?
How do you have enough food?
I don't.
If it's an 8-day venture, 2-week venture, whatever it was, and then it ends up being 9 months. Like, if you had to stay 9 months in your home right now, even if you said, I'm going to go to Giant Eagle, I'm going to go to Heinen's, I'm going to go to Aldi, whatever it is, and I'm going to pack for 9 months for you, Nate, and the boys, is that even possible?
I don't know. Like, and it, of course, when they go to space, they have a backup plan, but like, you backup planned for 9 months?
Why are people, what was the plan? Why are we still shooting people up there?
I don't know.
I don't understand. And I'm sure there's valid reasons. I just don't know what they are. I need you to orbit the Earth. I don't. For what? What do we? I don't know. I'm so mad for them.
Same.
All right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's the envelope. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with us early morning, crew. It is the Jen and Tim show. Now, do you have a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope?
I do have a guest, Joe DiMaggio.
It's not Joe DiMaggio.
Gina, we always appreciate the guests, which means the game continues tomorrow. What will be your guess? Dead guy in an envelope on Star 102. What'd you do yesterday to enjoy the weather? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I'm kind of jealous you had Froyo. Now I wish I would have done that.
It was good. Well, just got me thinking about that because you did the Dairy Queen story there. It's Free Cone Day tomorrow.
Free Cone Day is tomorrow.
Don't forget about that.
Spring, yeah. Free vanilla. And then when this year they change it, you can win free cones for a year while you're there.
You imagine that?
I would gain a bajillion pounds because I would cash in daily.
Oh, yeah.
I would cash in daily on that. As long as they can be the chocolate cones because I love those. And add crunch coat.
Chocolate cones?
Well, yeah, I won free cones for a year.
Ice cream?
Oh, yeah, chocolate.
Oh, I was like, chocolate
instead of a vanilla.
Is this a next level thing?
No.
Oh.
I just really enjoy the chocolate soft serve at Dairy Queen.
Do you have them dip it?
No, I get crunch coat.
Oh, you said the crunch coat.
Okay. It's heavenly.
Kevin said, good morning. I ended up going to Edgewater Park and walked for 2.5 miles.
Oh.
Enjoyed the nice, beautiful weather today. I think it's supposed to be nice again, right? 74.
Sounds
I think
lovely.
Said. So there you go. We appreciate that, Kevin. We're glad that you had a good day and got outside.
It was definitely a day to be outside. It just felt so
I thought
so
about
good.
Mowing, and there was no...
No, I don't think you...
There was nothing. I mean, why would I do that? But, cross my mind. This is it. I'm ready. And don't give me this, Trent, if you're listening, don't give me this 30-degree opening day weather either. I'm going to need 50-plus, 55.
Just put the request in.
I do.
And
I know.
See if Trent can deliver on
I
that
asked him
you.
Off the air because he's given us forecasts. I said, hey, what's the forecast for opening
I know,
day?
He laughed at you.
We're what, 20 days away? Somewhere in there. So there we go.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for CD on the Socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams safely returned to Earth yesterday afternoon after an extended mission aboard the International Space Station. So it was originally scheduled for an 8-day stay. Their mission was prolonged to 286 days due to technical issues with Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, which was deemed unsafe for their return. And if you aren't familiar with the International Space Station where they were at, it's located 254 miles above Earth, and it's hosted astronauts from around the world for nearly 25 years now. The U.S. and Russia primarily manage. It's a football-sized research lab, which serves as a key hub for scientific collaboration. So they're just up there researching, but in space.
Just floating around.
Yes. So during their extended time in space, the two conducted approximately 900 hours of experiments and contributed to a station maintenance. They were joined by two astronauts on the return trip to Earth. It was Nick Hegg from USA and a Russian cosmonaut joined them on their return home aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule, which completed a 17-hour journey that ended up with a splashdown off the coast of Tallahassee at 5:57 p.m. yesterday.
Copy, 200 meters. Brace for splashdown.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Nick, Alex, Butch, Sonny, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
On behalf of two of them.
Yeah.
What in the world happened? Can someone please? What? Does somebody work at NASA locally or is just, I don't know, a pilot, maybe a former astronaut? I don't know. It always amazes me who listens to the Jen and Tim show. I don't know. I don't know if we have the answers. I would love to just ask one question and say what happened. That's all I would like to know.
Also, I was glued to them getting off of this capsule last night. The anticipation, first of all, of riding in it down, then from splashdown to removal from capsule, like what is, does the
Were
anticipation?
You Were
yes.
you nervous watching?
Yes.
Did you see the dolphins?
That was amazing.
No, I didn't
dolphins
see that part.
Surrounding them.
Yeah,
that was like
that
beautiful.
Is a moment.
That was definitely, I'm getting like goosebumps thinking about it.
Oh, I missed
that
part. That
was a moment you should. Of
no,
course it was
yeah.
on TikTok.
No, I was, but I kept thinking it was the moment where they were like setting up the foot stands or whatever to get them out and then walk down and they were taking them out one at a time. And I'm like, what type of anticipation had they been feeling from the moment that capsule splashed down to the moment they know they're about to get out? Like the anxiety and the anxiousness. Like I would want to just scramble and run out of there right away.
So I'd like to know, and we could go on till 10 o'clock, which
Big
I'm sure
time.
A lot of people listening could because you're watching it from afar. How are they like basically stranded up there for that long? What's going on? What's the water situation? Like you've talked about this before.
How do they eat?
How do you eat? How do you have water? How do you have anything? I don't even know.
And how do they have enough for that length of time?
You were planning on 8 days.
Yes.
That's like being, I don't want to say stranded on vacation, but you know what I mean? Like you pack for a certain amount of days.
Right.
You probably are prepped for that amount of days and then you're there for, I don't know, 100 days short of a year, and you're just fine.
How did they wash their hair?
They were at a research lab.
What are you researching up there, too? I'd love to know that, too. You're up there. What are you researching? What's researching that you can't do here on Earth?
I think they could have done it here on Earth.
How do they do their laundry? Is there Tide? Like, what?
I don't know if they do laundry.
Do you have the answer? You're Stevie on the socials. Do you have the answer to any of these?
Some of them, yes.
Okay.
I can tell you how they get water.
Because you have to have water. If you don't have water, you die. You can go longer with food. You need to have water. So we need to know how that's the case next. How they have enough water. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show, talking about the astronauts returning to Earth.
So I looked up how they have water because I was curious. And it says the station recycles astronauts' urine and sweat into fresh water for consumption.
Oh, my God.
What?
That is not. Is that true? Okay, that is some Bear Grylls stuff right there.
Okay. So, gross. We know how they gather the urine. How do they gather their sweat? What do you mean?
How sweaty are they up there?
I don't know. What's the temperature? I didn't even think of that. What's the temperature in there? What's the temperature in the football size?
Please, someone also, from NASA. There has to be somebody.
International Space Center.
No, station.
Also, are they ever in a room that's not teensy and claustrophobic? Like where they're just floating in a big open area?
Yeah, I mean, the space station they're at was a football-sized field, so that's probably as big as...
Yeah, but is it like open, or is it like a tiny... Yeah, every room is like a tiny
like a tube to another room and a tube...
Tube to tube to tube.
Because everything looked, at least where they broadcast from, looked very small, right? Looked like a very, very small... A quarter of the size of our studio.
If it was big, they'd start floating around. So it's got to be a little contained.
It'd be loose in the air. Can't they just like get a leash or something and like tie it?
You don't want them stuck in the air.
Well, right. But like they should.
You know what I'm saying? That might be worse.
I don't know.
Do you want to be leashed for that many days?
In the big room, I would want open space. And I love the quote. Like, I woke up this morning scrolling through my phone, and one of the first headlines I read is Sunny said she will never return to space again.
Why would you?
Why would you ever?
Did enough time.
Yeah.
By the way, was it well known prior to yesterday, the day before, within the last week or whatever it was, that she was born in Euclid?
I just learned that within the last week.
Yeah, because she wasn't raised here.
Correct.
But she was born here, so I don't think as many people talked about it, but yeah. Now, would you drink the water? Because my issue is, I think if I was stuck in space, I would... not make it
home. You would choose death over no water?
Yes, I got issues. And I don't think I could, if I know it came from urine, I don't think I could drink it.
All right, you know, that leads me to my next question. 3 minutes away.
I don't want to know what your next question is.
It'll be very quick. It's just a very quick question. That's all. I think we can get an answer. If the three of us were stranded in space, just like these
are we together?
Two astronauts. Yes.
Okay.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Who's lasting the longest?
Are we broadcasting live from space?
I don't know if Odyssey reaches that far. It's a great app. I listen to it daily. I don't know if there is an Odyssey in space. I don't know.
I feel like that would give you a purpose to keep you going.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
The broadcast.
And I guess to be fair, I don't know. We don't know the details of, can you binge? Can you, like, what's go? What are,
yeah,
what's
the other thing?
What's the food situation? We have a relatively, I don't want to say picky eater. I don't think that's fair because you have a lot of variety. Like, my daughter doesn't eat a lot of different foods. I consider her a picky eater. Stevie,
a unique eater. You are a unique eater.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of food. Grosses me out.
Just texture things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I doubt there's an oven. What are you eating up there?
Yeah, you would have.
I already know I would not.
A lot of pouches.
I'm not eating freeze-dried spaghetti or whatever, like that stuff you would see at the store, like the astronaut food.
Yeah.
And it's like carbonara. I'm like,
What if that's your only choice?
No.
What if they have astronaut ice cream? Yeah, like, I feel like my kids have bought that before.
I would think I would have to survive off the astronaut
ice cream. For 9 months of that?
But I think that's what I'm saying is I think I would not.
Could you drink the pee water?
No. No,
you have to drink the pee water. You have to. You have to have water to survive.
Your body needs water. I said I would not be the one to make it out alive.
Right. Well, it's not going to taste like... I mean, I think it probably would taste like water, right?
Who's going to last the least? Who's the first one that just...
Stevie goes first.
Yeah, I think Stevie's first.
Stevie goes first.
I feel like urine water would taste like spring water, and I hate spring water. It's got like a tang of the earth to it.
Does it?
This is the tea county.
Yeah, you like matcha.
I only like purified water, so
I hate
therefore,
the tang.
I think the urine water.
No, first of all, look.
Jenny, are you drinking pee water?
I don't mean to sidetrack us, but I really want to get spring water and purified water now and do a blind taste test for you.
I would know.
I thought spring water was refreshing.
I know.
Most but I also drank out of the hose as a kid, I don't know.
I would know. You would survive the longest, Tim, for sure, I think. Because, first of all, you would eat anything.
Oh, Fat Tim reference?
No, I just mean you would be the least grossed out, I think, by the things you'd have to do. Now, you'd get freaked out and stuff, and I think the closed spaces you wouldn't like and all that.
Oh, that would be bad.
I just think stuck, and I'm stuck in space with food that I hate. So I just...
But Stevie, I think you and I would find a lot to talk about, and we could like get through it. We can
Do we
get
have our
through
phones
it.
With internet service?
No, that's the problem.
See, I think
you have any of that.
No,
I'm assuming. I guess I don't know.
I mean, you're not scrolling through TikTok.
No, right. You're just up there chilling.
But Tim, yeah, I mean, come on, you even have to admit you would survive the longest of the three of us, don't you think?
I think so, but I don't know. I mean, there's only one way to try. You guys want to go to the
Tim, Jen, then me? Is that the order?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I don't think you're going to last. I think it's a food situation. I think you actually starve at the space station. You starve at the space station with plenty of food.
And yes. And the terrible thing about that is you leave me with him for the rest of the 9 months.
Yeah.
Sorry about
How dare you?
I don't know. She said it's 100 yards. So maybe we can just float over here and float back over here.
I just feel bad. I'm very worried about it.
All right. Would you drink your own pee? That's what we're talking about. 216.
No, we're not talking about that.
Okay, we're done. We're done with it.
I don't even think
it's recycled water. It's recycled.
Okay, let's move on.
It's recycled.
There's a new exhibit coming to the Rock Hall. Do you remember the SNL music special I told you to watch the first 6 minutes of?
I keep thinking about drinking our sweat. I can't.
Stop.
It was probably salty water.
How do they collect the sweat?
How good is their filtration system in space?
How do you collect the sweat?
You're wearing those garbage bags with a tube? And just shoots it down, like when you're in a sauna and you want to lose weight or make weight for wrestling.
Yeah, do they
wrestling?
Make them go in those
That's
so
what I'm
they
saying.
Can get that sweat, work them out?
I'm sorry, Jen's really trying to get to the three things I'm talking about.
I'm just grossed out about the sweat collection.
She said salty. That made it even worse,
okay,
and
listen,
she's right.
Do you remember when you refused to watch the SNL music special, just the first 6 minutes, when I told you how awesome it was, but you said you would never watch it?
I do remember that.
You didn't. You literally messaged someone back on Facebook saying you would never watch it because I told you to.
Could have been any of the three of us.
Well, no, it was you because you signed it, Tim. They're making a Rock Hall experience out of it. That's how good it is. And we'll tell you when it's going to be here in 60 seconds. It's 54 degrees in Euclid, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The home opener sold out and the Guardians announcing they're bringing back the ballpark pass this season. Fans get a standing room only ticket to every home game for $54 a month. It was food poisoning that gave Tracy Morgan a bloody nose and caused him to throw up on the court during a Knicks game this week. He was taken out of Madison Square Garden in a wheelchair. The game was actually delayed 10 minutes because of the incident. He's doing okay now. And a new exhibit coming to the Rock Hall. This one to celebrate SNL's musical legacy. SNL, ladies and gentlemen, 50 years of music will be an immersive experience with video installations and then staging that will be just like the SNL studios. It'll feature performances from everyone like Blondie and Run DMC to Billie Eilish and Sabrina Carpenter. It'll open on May 23rd.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Wednesday morning to you. It's going to be another warm day today. Windy. We're going to see a high of 74 degrees tomorrow. You know, we're not going there. We're going to focus on Wednesday.
I'm all for it.
talking about rain and 40s tomorrow and flying debris and whatever else.
What is the flying debris, according to Trent McGill, today or tomorrow?
Today. Up to 40 mile per hour winds, so watch for flying debris. Tonight, rain coming back, which turns to snow late Thursday. I did not want to get there. I don't want to ruin the Wednesday. Get that out there. Enjoy Wednesday. Dodge the debris. We have to talk about this. I feel like we're not doing our job if we're not talking about certainly one of the three things you need to know. I believe we probably were, if we weren't all following it over the last, I don't know, week, two, three, 9 months, I would think somewhere on one of our timelines, we saw this yesterday.
You've seen this story. So Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, astronauts that went to space, to the International Space Station, they were supposed to be there for an 8-day mission. Their mission lasted 286 days because of technical issues with the Boeing Starliner spacecraft that carried them up there that was supposed to bring them back. They couldn't get in it. During the 9-month trip, listen to this. They orbited the Earth 4,576 times. They traveled 121 million miles in total. And they had the splashdown. I didn't even know about the splashdown. I don't know. Am I not very spacey? Like, this capsule just lands in the ocean and they fish it on over and then they have to get them out. It's so.
Yeah, the splashdown I thought was maybe a 1960s thing or something. I don't know. They're up there all the time, up and down. And it used to be, I mean, it's still a big deal, but you know, it used to be televised. It was an entire thing. And now I just feel like they are, whether they're doing tests or science experiments, or I really don't even know. I think to myself, I don't even know why humans are up there. I feel like.
But is it like a roller coaster ride when they're in there? Are they like flipping all around? Do they want to vomit? Like, I don't, it's so, there are, can you imagine if we got to talk to one of them, how many questions we would have to ask them about this experience?
I play no music during our show and I would just continue to ask them questions. Because there's a lot of things that they have to go through coming back and a lot of different physical, a lot of different things.
Yeah. You have to mention the physical stuff because you've deep dove. You've gone through a deep dive this.
I have. And we'll have to bring in producer Stevie to talk about the water situation for anybody that missed it. Because you had the number one. It has to be the number one question that is asked. You're supposed to be up there for 8 days. That's a scheduled event. It's now, what was it, almost 300? What did you say, 200?
286 days. How do you have enough food?
Food, water, some of those questions answered next. So if SpaceX didn't go grab them, how long are they going to be up there? Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Also, why couldn't they get them quicker?
I have so many questions I don't have the answer to. I'm certainly not making fun of ripping anybody. I just don't know. 9 months up there. That is a long time. Anyway, so because I'm a dork and I do these deep dives into things because I just can't imagine that can happen and you're up there for how long. And then I think to myself, they both should have about, I don't know, $10 million that they're paid for being stuck up there in 9 months. Is that going to happen?
No, they're not getting any and nothing extra. They just get
nothing
paid
extra.
That's what I read the other
day.
Nothing
pay?
Extra, just regular
being
pay.
Stranded up there?
Just regular pay.
I think
they should get extra.
I think you need a space shuttle named after you.
Something.
Anyway, extended time in space leads to significant bone density loss. That's something they come back from. Muscles, they have muscle atrophy. That's another common issue when you're in space for, I don't know, ever. Vision, many astronauts return to Earth with vision problems due to significant time in space. Your heart, because it doesn't have to work as hard to pump blood against gravity, the heart can become slightly smaller.
What?
And less efficient in their balance. There's 8 million other things that are going on that they have to go through this physical process. I don't understand this.
And how long are they in like the medical detox? Because, you know, they put them on that. It wasn't a stretcher, but with their legs are up and stuff, and they wheel them right off.
Yes. They said it's so heavy when you hit. Other astronauts talk about that when you first come back, that everything, they try to open a water bottle and it feels like the heaviest water bottle ever. And it's almost silly because they think to themselves, I should be able to open this thing. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I feel so bad for them. It's, I mean, if you have any answers, by the way, maybe you are an insider and know.
Somebody has to work at NASA and know this stuff.
Maybe you've been to space. I don't know. I have so many questions.
Can you imagine?
You never know. I mean, you never know who's listening. I have no idea. We have a NASA right down the road from us. What's a city block away from the radio station?
It is just a city block away. Can you believe that, Stevie? I didn't even know it was so close.
I don't.
That might be your biggest exaggeration. Usually it's within downtown somewhere.
I know, usually.
Now we're down the highway.
I don't really want to bring in producer Stevie with the water situation because that's the number one in question, right? You go up there, you plan on 8 days. How do you have enough food for 9 months? Maybe they have an entire several kitchens at the space station that are fine. I don't know, but you certainly need water. You need water and food to live. We all know that, right? You certainly need water.
The answer that Stevie has for the water situation, well, I did not expect this.
No.
But they do have an answer to that 4 minutes away on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show talking about the astronauts. Thank goodness making it back to Earth after 200-plus days.
285, I think it was. 9 months up in space.
Food and water. Those are the two questions we have. Food and water. How did you make it? Producer Stevie joins us.
Well, they had a lot of good food. They had pizza, roast chicken, shrimp cocktails. They even had cereal, but it was with a powdered milk. So
I saw tuna too.
Yes.
You like tuna, right?
I do like tuna. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like everything she mentioned, but
all the meat and eggs were pre-cooked on Earth and they only required reheating. They had dehydrated foods like soups, stews, and casseroles that were also rehydrated using water from their 530 gallon fresh water tank that is easily refillable.
With what, like, Stevie? What's the fresh water tank refillable with?
So there's the food options. So they, and I guess they prepped way ahead of time for this to all still be.
Yes, they had 3.8 pounds of food per astronaut per day, along with extra supplies for unexpected mission extensions.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
For 9 months, though, the fact that they're prepared. I also saw there's fresh fruit and vegetables at first,
only
but that
for
goes
three
away.
Months,
yeah, for like 3 months.
Because it doesn't last as long.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah.
So they ran
fruit
out
and veggies
of
never
stuff.
Last.
They really don't.
How do you get that to last 3 months? That's the thing. That's our takeaway. The price of fruit
dried.
And veggies? Oh.
Freeze-dried.
They freeze-dry them.
So Stevie, the fresh water, how do they get the fresh water again?
They use a filtration system with urine and sweat. So I guess when they, how do you use the restroom in space? Do they have a?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
I think it's just out the chute.
No, because they got to keep it.
Out the chute.
They got to keep it to filter
well,
it.
Well, the liquid portion they need to keep. And how do they collect their sweat? How do they collect sweat, Stevie?
They're bagged.
What?
They're bagged. And bagged
what do you mean
in the
they're
tube.
Bagged?
Like garbage bags, and then there's a tube. Yeah, and you just sweat right down the tube.
You sweat
don't
down a tube?
Don't listen to the thing I'm saying. I have no idea.
What? They put them,
you know,
the sauna suits they sell?
Do they really do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
This does give me an idea for a future Tasty Tuesday if you want to hear that next.
No.
What?
I don't.
Where the morning show does Tasty Tuesday.
Absolutely.
We had that,
whatever it is, no.
We had the mid orange creamsicle.
Oh, this stuff's so good. You're wrong.
I don't want to hear your idea.
This
I'm
is
afraid.
An idea. It's quick. It'll only take maybe 30 seconds, and that's next. Ready for my Tasty Tuesday idea? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
No, I'm not ready for it.
All astronaut food.
Done. For Tasty Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not as bad
where
as I thought.
Where can you buy that? Are there like a specialty store where you can purchase the... Because you mentioned like, just even if it's one or two things, I'm assuming it's not an astronaut food buffet. I also would imagine that the price point would be not...
You know where they sell
inexpensive.
It?
No, I don't.
I just thought of, you know, because the kids, my son Max and my nephew Jay wanted it. We were at the Natural History Museum. In like their gift shop, they had space food there.
Do they?
They have it at Dick's Sporting Goods as well.
They do not.
In the camping section, they have camping, and there's also space because I guess the freeze dried you can take camping as well. So in the camping section, they have like freeze dried lasagna and freeze dried ice cream sandwiches.
At Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yes.
What happens?
It's
safe.
That's
how
it.
Large is the container of lasagna?
It's like,
what's the price of that?
A silver package, like you'd expect,
like
so
this
not,
big.
Yeah,
and what do? You just put water in it?
I don't know.
Do they have microwaves in space? Do they heat it up?
Yeah, I think they put... Yes, they do have microwaves.
I would do that for a Tasty Tuesday. This is not as bad as I thought.
Fully cooked, just add water. Brought to you by Mountain House.
That sounds sus.
Mountain House.
That's what it's called, the brand.
Well, and then the fact that they had eggs up there that were cooked on Earth and dehydrated to
bring up. How much do they cost?
A lot.
NASA's got some money. You bringing eggs to space?
First of all, not 9 months ago, probably.
I would get the astronaut vanilla ice cream
sandwich.
Look
at that. Delivered.
I would get that. That's about it.
Would you try the beef lasagna with cheesy marinara sauce, 22 grams of protein? It's $9.68. I can get that today between 2 and 6.
Beef?
Oh, yeah.
There's beef in it?
What it's. I'm just reading the label.
I don't.
Beef lasagna. Yeah, beef lasagna. I mean, no, it's just one option. I just Googled
it. Freeze-dried lasagna just doesn't sit right.
Correct.
But if you've ever had the freeze-dried, any one of these, it doesn't have to be the lasagna.
What about
please?
Freeze-dried Skittles?
I would have.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm into that.
We will end with a dessert like that because that's everywhere, and that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
That's a good call. All right, that's a plan.
Freeze-dried ice cream?
I got a yes from everybody in the room without...
No lasagna,
you kind
though.
Of did.
Okay, no
you
lasagna.
Kind
you,
of
can,
did.
You can pick the items.
I want you to try the lasagna, though, because I am curious.
Yeah, will you do that?
My review of the lasagna, you're
See,
curious.
Yes. You would taste anything. That's why you would last in space.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
We have a plan.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.